You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It's a Wednesday edition, one of our favorite editions of the week. Having some fun here tonight. We got a great show. Deandra Marie will be here at 7:20 in the studio performing. She is a local singer-songwriter who has a gig coming up in just a few days. We'll tell you all about that. My guest in the first hour was Craig Anthony Kinnett. We will jump back in with Craig in just a minute here. We're talking, well, we talked about Comic-Con and independent film. We're going to talk about a new film he has that's going to play in the Milwaukee Shorts Festival, which is coming up. We'll jump into that in just a minute, too. Our question of the night, Conrad, do you remember the question of the night?
What do you spend your money on? What do you waste your money on?
What do you waste your money on? There's a big difference. So let us know. It's 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app, or if you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever you call it now, and Facebook, you can drop us a stream comment as well. We've gotten a few of those, and we'll catch up on texts very soon. We also talked about, what else did we talk about, Conrad? Give a recap here.
Well, there's a new smoothie.
That sounds smoothie. Disgusting,
that
you
terrible?
Guys.
I know.
It sounds fantastic. I don't
really.
Oh yeah.
You love might as well throw a steak in there then right away.
Exactly. Why don't you sip on your Heinz ketchup smoothie while you cleanse yourself with your Sydney Sweeney bar of soap?
Oh, that sounds like a great
that
day.
Sounds a nutty like a nutty night at home, doesn't it? So we will get to all of this in just a moment, folks. But let us know what your response to the question is. It's a fun question. And I said DoorDash and delivery, food delivery. I waste more than I would like to with that. Conrad said protein bars. Our guest, Craig, what did you say?
I said internet, bad internet connections.
Bad internet connections. What do you pay for the internet?
Oh, my God. I think it's like $150. I don't know.
Heck?
It's ridiculous.
That's too much.
And it's because we want to keep a landline, too. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it.
It's awful. Conrad said that you said your mom sent you this. What you want to put that on the stream? People can see that. What is that? Simply Fuel protein balls?
Yep. And
chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yep. She wanted to make sure that you saw the flavor.
What in the heck?
And get your thoughts on that.
So that wraps like three questions of the night into one, because we talked, well, cookie dough wasn't a question of the night, but
that was from yesterday.
Cookie dough has taken over the world. It's terrible. Chocolate chip cookies, probiotics, and protein.
Look at that.
That's a kind of a cool thing.
I haven't, but you can get them at Sam's Club.
I believe that.
Nice.
Sam's Club offers a lot of goods and services. We will get to some texts in just a few minutes here. But Sydney from Oregon says, Mr. Shield glass screen protectors. I don't know what that is.
I think that's
like your
for your
computer
phone.
And your,
for your
phone. Screen
so
off?
It protects your phone screen so that they don't crack, and then they probably crack anyways.
Okay. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, Tony's in the 608. He says, Pete, lottery tickets, but you can't win unless you play.
He's right.
When I do win, it's not enough to impact my life, so I reinvest hoping to hit the big one. Good luck, Tony. And if you win, give us a taste, will you? It's the least you could do. Steve in Florida, he's in the 920. At least his cell phone is. He says, even though I only buy a couple of Powerball tickets a week, $4, I feel like I'm wasting my money. But as the saying goes, you can't win unless you buy a ticket. That seems to be the theme here on the text line right now. He says maybe someday. I'm with you, Steve. I buy a ticket when I think of it, but I don't think I've ever hit more than one number.
Oh, I hear you completely.
It's almost like the odds are very difficult.
When they get up into the billions of dollars, Pete, it's like you have to buy one. Just for that second of thought in your head, it's like, oh my God, what would happen if I... And then you start thinking about how your life would change. And you know what? You really, really think about how your life would change. That's a movie right there waiting to happen, Pete.
I would tell all my friends to take a hike, and I would get some new ones, and I would move somewhere exotic.
You'd have to almost.
Of course.
People would be coming out of the woodwork to try to...
People wouldn't understand me anymore. I've got new friends and I've got money. I'm sorry. This is the way life goes. It is interesting, though, because one night we were cleaning up the... I think this was during COVID.
Okay.
We were cleaning the kitchen, and I think my son, I thought he accidentally threw a lottery ticket away, and there was no winner, and we hadn't checked it yet. And I said, you are going through the garbage, because I guarantee you, if we don't find that ticket, it's going to be a winner.
It's the winner.
So, all right, let's jump back in with our guest, Craig Kinnett. Let us know what you think, though, folks. What do you waste money on? That's the question of the night. The Nightlight question of the night. You're friends with Scott Harp, who's a Marinette native and made a film called Single Action Cult years ago that I saw at the Mariner Theater in Marinette. Scott is a great guy. How did you guys meet?
Actually, I met Scott almost accidentally because we were both into film, and Scott was just starting up trying to make something with film here in Green Bay.
Okay.
And that was like, I was a part of that very first meeting, and I brought a couple people to it, and it was probably only about 7 or 8 people that were filmmakers, and we all got together in Scott Harp's basement, and we ended up calling it the Independent Filmmakers Guild, the IFG.
Nice.
We had a long run. We had a very healthy run of about 5 or 6 years. We would make movies. We'd share them every month. And Scott and his buddy, Scott McPherson, those guys were inseparable. They would always make things together. Brilliant and funny guys. So we'd all make these movies. Then we'd have ton of stuff we could enter in film festivals. And it was just a really good, healthy way of creating. And we'd each inspire each other by kind of having this little bit of a competitive edge to it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this next month, we're going to make a horror movie. You got to keep it under 5 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
And we're going to share them then that night. That was a blast. That was super fun.
Parameters are good, I think, under circumstances
like
that.
I think it actually helps you to be more creative.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's like if there's nothing there, it's so wide open, especially when you're working with kids or anybody that doesn't have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah.
Giving them those guidelines helps them a little bit to stay within the tracks and make something cool.
That is the voice of my guest, Craig Kinnett, who is joining me in studio here. You have... How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I have to bring that up because Conrad looks like his favorite show.
Look at here. I got you a gift, and you can share these with Pete if you want.
Okay.
This is my buddy works at Fox Studios, and he worked in the Nakatomi Plaza building.
Oh, yeah.
The one from the Die Hard.
You can't miss that.
You can't.
From the freeway. It's like, oh, there's the Die Hard building.
Yeah.
It's great.
And so he was working in there, and I had to shoot some footage of him. And then we went up in there that night. And could see, you know, L.A. all the way around. It was super awesome. So and they had a whole bunch of DVDs and stuff that they were giving away. And I had most of them, but I didn't have these. And I thought, let's bring these back for Conrad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother. I heard you talk about that so many times.
We've got to turn our gift buying a notch here, Conrad, because neither one of us are particularly good gift getters. Craig brought... salsa one time.
Oh yeah, I gotta make
you brought
some salsa
something else another time too.
Oh, I can't.
You bring a lot of stuff. You don't have to do that, but thank you.
And before we jump away from Comic-Con too, I wanted to let you know that there was a person that was there that's never been to Comic-Con before. George Lucas, Star Wars fame. He's never been to Comic-Con before. Yeah, and well, I take that back. He hasn't been there in many, 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 many years.
Okay,
and he was there not to talk about Star Wars. He was there to talk about the George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Where's that?
It's going to be opening somewhere in California, but it's storyboarding, it's props, it's all the things that go into making film, and it's going to be in this museum, not just Star Wars stuff, but you know anything from different movies that he's been intrigued
by. That's very cool.
So that's a pretty cool announcement, I thought.
Tell us about, all right, you have a film you worked on called A Real Wisconsin Goodbye. The Milwaukee Shorts Film Festival starts September 6th. That's right around the corner.
Yep.
And, or that's when your film is screening. What's that film about?
Okay. Well, it was that was the working title. It's Wisconsin Goodbye. And if you've ever tried to leave a party, everybody's just so polite, and it's like, oh, hey, let me get you another beer. No, I gotta get going. Did you try the Kringle yet? Have you tried that?
Oh, I meant to ask you.
Did you talk about, you know, so all these things,
it's ridiculous,
and all these reasons for keeping people still there at the party. And that's what this ultimately is. The title of the film is called Daniel Needs to Leave, and it stars Daniel Wheeler, who's also been on the show. Yeah, so and he is brilliant in it because all he wants to do is get out of here politely from A to B, and it goes from, you know, your typical polite response into a little bit of horror and then back out of it. So it's a quick short film, and I shot it all on my cell phone here.
Nice.
And that was part of the experiment as well. I wanted to see what we could do shooting it on a cell phone, utilizing that as the audio. That was tricky because I had to really fix some of that. But the end results were pretty cool. And it told the story that I wanted, and the camera floats through the whole party. So it's just kind of moving through there, and it was pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. So, all right. So if you want to check out this film, it sounds great. That sounds tedious to shoot, though, working through a party for continuity's sake. Was it difficult?
It was, but you know what? Think about it. It's a almost 10-minute film, and I got it shot in 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
That is insanity. Mm-hmm. You can't ever, especially choreographing almost 20 people.
Wow.
You know, trying to get everybody in the right spot, and we did about 2 or 3 takes on each run through, and it's organic and it worked out really well.
Is there nudity?
No, although Dan Davies talks about it in the film.
That's the same thing.
No, I know, but he's always talking about that.
Craig, you could just be naked. Everybody else on camera
is
clothed.
I was in the shower.
Okay.
I was in the shower in the scene, but it's
this is the first short film ever rated NC-17.
I called you.
You did?
I didn't call you, but I sent you a text. It's like, come on down, be in this movie. And you're like, you're going to have to pay for my air flight.
I was half kidding. Good luck with that. I hope you break a leg. I'd love to get
your kid involved, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometime, especially if he's just getting started and getting some things done.
Yeah, no, he's got some short films, and he loves it. He's consumed by it. So he writes every day, and he's like taking acting classes, and it's like a father's nightmare, but I'm also supportive. So that's... Hey, before you get out of here, I want to get your take on Fantastic Four, because I know Conrad was lukewarm on it, right, Con?
No, I enjoyed it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. I must be thinking of the Conrad spelled with a C.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I was hoping for more, honestly, because that's, you know, Marvel's trying so hard to get themselves out of a hole a little bit. And they need to. They need to make these movies really strong. Conrad, every single time the thing came on the screen with a beard, I said audibly, stupid, stupid.
Oh, you said that.
I was so frustrated with that. There was one time in the thing's history where he had a beard, and it was a fake beard. And then there was another time. There were two other times that he's had a beard, and one is after 1,000 years of living, and once a year he was able to turn back into human. So after 1,000 years of him turning into human, one day he had a beard. Otherwise, it didn't happen.
Well,
so some goon from Hollywood who thought it would be funny or cool. God, he looks so hip and cool. Let's give him a beard.
Well, you got to take it easy.
Yeah. But every time Galactus was on the screen, or Galacticus, as my friends like to say, it was jaw-dropping awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That character was impressive.
That's an endorsement. All right. Thank you, buddy. Always fun to have you in the studio.
I love coming on the show.
Whether you're on the show by Morse code, whatever. It's just great to have you here, and continued success. And let's keep talking about all your movie stuff.
Yes. I got some other surprises coming your way, too,
Pete. I bet you do. You always do. You're a busy guy. All right. That's Craig Kinnett. We're coming right back with DeAndre Marie, and we're going to read some of your texts. That's up next on Nightlight on this Wednesday night. I'm Pete Schwabba, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, 'cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Craig is like a freight train, isn't he? He just like The guy's got so much stuff to say. He's a great guest. He just keeps going. He's at Comic-Con. He's making a movie. He's doing this. In just a few minutes, folks, my second guest of the night will be here in the studio, Deandra Marie. If you're watching on the stream, you can see Deandra and her boyfriend, Craig, setting stuff up. Hopefully, Craig is okay being on camera. I don't know if that's... Is that okay, Craig?
No.
No, he's like cowering. Sorry. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is what do you waste money on? And we've gotten some really good responses. Conrad said protein bars. I said food delivery, like DoorDash, Uber Eats, that kind of thing. But let's get to some texts. Daniel Wheeler says iced coffees.
Yeah.
If I prepared better, I could steep it in the refrigerator the night before. Most of the stuff we spend money on is like that kind of stuff. We could just do it ourselves. Our pal Dan Davies says copious amounts of beer and Little Debbie snacks. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Little Debbie's is...
That's like their Hostess wannabes. He says, I wish someone could come up with a Little Debbie flavored beer. They could call it Little Debrow. Sorry, my life sucks. Well, do you have to bring us down with you, Dan? I'm kidding. Half kidding. Yeah, the beer I can see, but the Little Debbie, I don't know about that. Sheila Rosenberg says, bags of baby carrots. That's what she wastes money on? She says, every week I tell myself I'm going to eat them. Every week I toss a bag of moldy, slimy carrots into the trash. It's a vicious cycle. At least you're throwing out healthy food, Sheila, and not wasting. You're not throwing out unhealthy food. Barry McClure on social media says, everything. LOL. It's crazy how much it costs to live nowadays. That's true. And it's funny because there's some comic that does a joke about every time you leave your house, it's $100. I went, filled the car with gas, got some groceries, dropped my daughter for $100. Went to the coffee shop, did this, $100. Monica Hale says, chocolate, lots of chocolate. She says, cookie dough protein bars do not taste like cookie dough, just like raspberry cheesecake yogurt does not taste like cheesecake. Well said, Monica. This is one I totally agree with, and I'm upset Ezekiel beat me to it. He says health insurance, way too expensive. And it drives me crazy when people say, well, we have the best health. You know, you go to a foreign country and you sit in a waiting room for 4 hours. I do that here, and I have insurance. Health insurance is ridiculous. Great one. That's the text of the night, Ezekiel. All right, I think we got all the social media texts. Let's turn our attention to the text line. Ladies and gentlemen, you can text us at 855-752-4842. I want to point out, too, that Julie is listening on the stream or watching on the stream. She's waiting for Deandra Marie to come on the show, and she'll be here in just a few moments, Julie. And Julie said, just waiting for the singer, which could be construed as rude, but she did not mean it like that. She said, that's my mom. So she said, waiting for the singer came from my mom and dad, nothing against Craig. But she is eagerly awaiting Deandra Marie, as we all are. She will be here in just a few minutes, and she has fans listening, as she often does. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says, all the different streaming services, just to watch a few series that we enjoy. I wish it would all be on one service.
For $400 a month. For one.
$400 only? Oh. thank you. Thank you, Paula. Nick from the 608 says, I go to my favorite record stores and occasionally online to buy vinyl records and CDs like there's no tomorrow. Got so much music, I will have to open up my own shop. Well, there you go. It's like, that's how eBay started, right?
I think so.
A woman told her husband to clean out the garage and he became rich. So this is that three-pack Shield. How much are those, Conrad, those screen?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
On the picture, but.
Sorry, Sydney. Thank you for sharing that, though. That is into. You didn't have to support your argument. I believed that he was spending too much. Mark from the SAC. That's Prairie to SAC. For those of you scoring at home in the 608, he says, wasn't there a song, Julie, Julie, Do You Love Me? Does that sound familiar?
No.
We'll ask Deandra when she gets here. She's the music person. And more screen protector stuff from Sydney. Good stuff. Are we repeating here? Here we go. Annie from Watertown. She her cell phone, anyway, is in the 920. She says, avocados. They're expensive, but it's like a superfood. That's like the one food you could live off of. So I hear you, Annie. But I love avocados. Carrie from Tosa, she's in the 414, says, kombucha. I never know if I'm saying this.
Kombucha.
Right. Kombucha. So the CH is not silent.
It is not.
kombucha tea. I don't drink it, so I don't know how expensive it is, Carrie, but I take your word for it. Thank you. Robert from La Crosse says, I used to indulge in Cinnabon, but the business report, but the business supported Project 2025. Oh, Project 2025. Ended that waste of money. Well, sometimes they make it easy for you. Right, Robert? Thank you for the text. Con, I feel like I missed. Did we get John from Madison? We didn't read his text yet.
I don't think so.
What is that picture he sent?
Oh, well,
is that who he calls his old lady?
Yeah.
I cannot condone that kind of talk. But she seems fine with it, right? So who am I? John from Madison. We love John. He's in the 608. He says, Peter, my old lady attached. He sent us a picture of his wife.
Yep.
What are we supposed to do with that?
He's just being nice.
Your wife is a beautiful woman, John. Is this like some kind of pervy thing where I'm supposed to send John a picture of my wife now and we go back and forth?
No, I don't think so.
John's got a sense of humor. He says, she's what makes me happy all the time. My beautiful bride is 11 years younger than me, hence my teasing. I suppose I am a cradle robber at best, but we all know the marriagey types of things are a little lax in Tennessee, our home, sweet home, Knoxville. I thought they were Madison people. Maybe they're transplants from Knoxville. Just kidding. We are, oh God. He says, just kidding. We are Flatlanders. We are now proud Wisconsinites for 25 years. Love your show so very much. Makes my day. John, you make my day, buddy. Keep those texts coming. And he already is. He says, so I waste all my money on her and beer. Well, it's nice to meet your old lady, John. If you can call her that, I think we can call her that. Keep those texts coming, folks. Hey, this is exciting. Deandra Marie is here in the studio, folks, and she's going to perform her new song. And we're going to tell you about her gig that you can check her out at in just a couple days here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Okay, on the stream, Julie did clarify there is a song called Yes, or I'm sorry, called Julie, 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 Do You Love Me? So we've, pardon me, we've answered that question. Thank you, Julie, for sharing that. And you should know songs that are written for you. Lots of good songs with girls' names in it. Thank you, Julie, and thank you for listening. And you're about to be in luck because your pal, the very talented Deandra Marie, is here. With us now in studio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Local singer-songwriter, Deandra Marie. She's been on the show before. If you're a regular listener, you've probably heard her. She does great work, and she is based out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we wanted to have you back on when you got closer to a gig you have coming up. So tell people where they can see you in a couple days.
Yeah, so you can find me at the Cup of Joy this Saturday night at 7:30, and that's on Main Street, 525.
Right down the road.
Yep.
Okay, you've been there before, right?
Yep, this would be my second time. Yeah, it's a great venue. Family friendly. It's a great setup. A lot of different varieties of music and bands that come in there. So
that's great.
Excited to be back.
How long of a set are you going to play?
It's about 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So I'm doing a shared night with another local group called Untapped Potential, and they're based out of the Appleton area also.
Who is there, like a headliner? Do you guys just split time, or how does that work?
We just kind of split time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. You're going to play something for us, but before we do that, how are you? What is new? Catch us up in the world of Deandra Marie, because all I have is a website.
Yeah.
And now here you are in the flesh. Is the website up and current?
Yeah, I would say the website's pretty current. Okay. Things kind of slowed down for a bit, you know, because I work full time, and so this is kind of like a part-time thing for me, but I obviously enjoy it. But yeah, just been busy. I did a couple events this summer since I've seen you, like a couple national anthems. Actually sang out at the Timber Rattlers Stadium.
Really? Nice. Yeah. How did that go?
Really, really well. It was fun.
Is that an intimidating song to sing because, you know, everybody knows it so well, and there have been like legendary mess-ups of it on national TV.
Yeah.
Is it intimidating singing the national anthem?
I think it can be. Yeah. I think like anything, it's kind of a mindset.
Okay.
Personally, I think sharing my own music is a little scarier because it's more vulnerable and personal.
Sure.
So a lot of times in my mind, I'm like, people aren't here to see me. They're here to see like the football game or the baseball game, okay. Right? So I don't know. Maybe I have a different mindset. I haven't messed it up yet, so let's knock on wood.
Well, if you want, if we have time, you can sing the national anthem. Gosh. No one's ever closed the show that way before. Just
think
about it.
Third time's a charm. I mean, I'm making a statement here tonight.
All right. So you did that. That's a cool thing. What is your day job? What do you do during the day?
I'm in sales. I do a truck leasing in Appleton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a song out of your day job or?
Not yet.
Nothing inspiring?
No.
Okay. What kind of trucks?
Big semi trucks.
The semi trucks.
Like day cabs and straight trucks and reefer trucks. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, yep. Very cool. I have so many questions for you. Okay.
Fire away, Pete.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Cup of Joy, August 9th, 7:30, family friendly.
Yes.
All right. On your website, this is interesting. It says, I think your song is called Imperfect Me.
Yes.
You've played that here, right?
I'm not sure if I played that one or not.
Okay. What does this mean? You say it crushes gospel stereotypes. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so maybe we touched on this one of the shows. I can't remember, but yeah. It sounds familiar. But anyways, Imperfect Me is inspired by the scripture that says we don't have to be good enough to come to Christ.
Okay.
You know, his sacrifice on the cross makes us good enough. Okay. So that inspired the song of coming to him imperfect.
Okay.
Right. So we can't earn anything. So that's kind of what the song is about. Like not having to be good enough to earn salvation or grace. Like it's a free gift that's given. So that inspired that song.
I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but what if you are perfect when you go?
I'm not sure. I don't have the answer to that one.
All right. So those of you listening have probably figured out that Deandra is a Christian artist or spiritual. How do you define yourself?
Christian singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given that, because we've talked about this in the past too, some artists have like spiritual undertones or overtones in their music, but probably wouldn't identify that way.
Sure.
Do you feel limited when you say I'm a Christian artist? Do you feel like, are there things you don't want to sing about or maybe would, but don't because you consider yourself a Christian artist?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I hold myself to a certain standard.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say like, I mean, I feel like my music, a lot of it is written about real life things as we've kind of touched on. So it can kind of, you know, it's relatable in a sense, but it could maybe go both ways.
Yeah.
So, but I try to have, I consider it maybe like a heartbreak and hope kind of feel, like a positive hope message.
You've when you've performed on this show in the past, some of your songs are very personal, and it's interesting that you say you're more intimidated singing those. When you perform, are you ever like, I don't want to go there tonight? I don't feel like opening up to people, but you have to. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great question, and I do feel like that, Pete. Like it's scary. It's very vulnerable because you're exposing you're opening yourself up to rejection, right? You're exposing okay, these are parts of my heart. They're parts of my story. And to me, that's scarier than singing the national anthem because it's just the national anthem, even though it's not just the national anthem, but it is.
Right. Did you have a question, Con?
Oh, no.
He looked at me and brought the mic to his mouth. I thought you were going to break a story or something. Okay. Conrad is also a Christian artist, but he finger paints. Yeah. Hey, people walking by, some of your fans. He's a Christian finger painter, and they don't
seriously,
get enough.
Seriously, Conrad, you're holding out on me again. I haven't seen any of your work yet. I'm so disappointed.
I don't show it to the public.
He's very
understood
temperamental.
Because it's vulnerable, right?
He's very
it's scary.
Temperamental. All right, Deandra Marie is my guest. She is a Northeast Wisconsin-based, Appleton-based, more accurately, singer-songwriter, and she is performing at Cup of Joy on August 9th at 7:30, right down the road here on Main Street, if you live in Green Bay. So what are you going to play for us tonight? Have you decided that you were kind of back and forth?
I don't know. Should I play Imperfect Me? It's kind of skinny on the piano.
I'm full band, but you know. You just got to sing something or I'm going to start singing, and nobody wants that.
Well, maybe I should just turn it over to you and you can start singing.
Here's the thing about that. I've been promoting you all day, so I'm going to leave this up to you, and you sing whatever you would like to.
And if that were the case, then I'd have to invite you to come to my show on Saturday to sing.
That's true. And again, nobody wants that. So, yeah, whatever you want.
All right. This is
a
little bit troublesome for me. Okay. I'm going to play a song I wrote called Scary Close.
All right. Here's DeAndra Marie in studio singing Scary Close. That on the 9th?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
with a band.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll have some people there with me. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So what inspired, what's your most popular song, would you say? And where can people find your music, DeAndra?
I don't know what my most popular song is because I'm still kind of starting out.
Okay.
I get a lot of feedback from Moving Forward from that song
right. And
from Scary Close. But yeah, all my music is streamable on Spotify, iTunes,
okay.
YouTube,
okay.
Amazon Music, things like that.
And you brought swag in with you last time.
Yeah.
And I've worked out a couple times in that t-shirt. I'm giving it a good run for its money.
All right.
So you wouldn't know look at me, but I do work out sometimes.
I thought you'd be rocking that swag today. I'm disappointed. Very disappointed.
You need shirts with a collar because I dress up a little bit when I go on the air. So.
I'll remember that.
All right. Do you have, who are your influences? Like when you were growing up, you've been musical your whole life, if I remember correctly. When did you decide that like the Christian rock sound was going to be your thing? How old were you and who, do you have influences in that genre or are your influences from when you were younger?
That's a great question. I have a lot of influences. I feel like my music variety is fairly diverse, although, I mean, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, listening to Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans and sure. all the big gospel-y singers. I'm a big fan of Mandisa, who's no longer here. She's a big influence for me. She's a Christian artist.
Okay.
But yeah, I listen to a lot of Christian music, but I also love rock and yeah. R&B, like Jill Scott and, you know, people like that. So Tori Kelly.
Right. So. We just got a text, too, that said, well, we'll read these when we come back. We're going to do a very short break, and we'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes with our in-studio guest here, DeAndre Marie, local Appleton-based singer-songwriter who just performed Imperfect Me. Very nicely done. We will tell you more about where you can see her in the next couple days, and we'll finish up some text, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. We have a great show tomorrow night, folks. Wheezy Waiter himself, the Wheezy Waiter. He is a YouTube influencer with like over 1 million followers. I can't even comprehend that. He's also known as Craig Benzine, and he is a director and has a movie called No Packers, No Life. Craig will be here tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m., and he's going to do the popcorn pick of the week, so that'll be fun. Craig is a great guy. I interviewed him on my PBS show, and he's just he's a spectacular guest, so I'm excited to talk to Craig tomorrow. And then we've got a new sport, Conrad.
Yeah, and you
tell the people what the sport is. I think this is pretty cool.
It's called Cub,
mm-hmm.
and it's more like a I feel like kind of like a outdoor
a lawn game.
So you said you played it, didn't you?
I did. I played it at my nephew's wedding or my niece's wedding, and we'll have Savannah Schindler here from Beloit who is going to talk about this cool yard game. That's tomorrow night at 7:35. So Craig and Savannah will be here tomorrow night. We have a few more minutes with our guest, DeAndre Marie. We did establish that is DeAndre's mother who was on the stream. She said, we like you, Pete, but we love DeAndre Marie, mom and dad. Okay. I'll take a like from somebody else's parents. They've been here. I feel like we're kind of friends, though. They've been here a couple times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You've met more than once. Now you're friends.
So. All right. So I guess it's nice to hear from you, Julie. But, you know, you don't have to wait till DeAndre Marie's on the show to text us. I'm just saying, putting it out there. Here, Annie from Watertown says, we've got Tom from New Berlin. He says, all my remodeling jobs, I do always buy more material than I will ever use. That's still a job, though, Tom. I don't know if that's wasting money. Hopefully you can sell it back. He says, tools, screws, plumbing things, etc. Conrad, now you know a good plumber. Tom will come over and fix everything right up. I'm only half kidding. Annie from Watertown chimes in again and says, oh, my God, before... became sophisticated ninth graders, Carole King, Carly Simon, James Taylor, etc. Julie Bloor was Gaga with Bobby Sherman's Julie, 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 Do You Love Me? He was bigger than David Cassidy. So there you go. You could write a song about your mom. Steady Eddie in the 608 says,
Pete. Steady Eddie, still around.
You remember Steady Eddie?
Absolutely.
He's one of our faves. He always brings it. He says, Pete, I heard you busting Sylvester Stallone's chops for his still being jacked. At 75. Yeah, that's a little weird. He says, what about you, Pete Schwabe? I occasionally watch you on YouTube. Tell me you're not juicing. How do you explain those bowling shirts with the sleeves strained to the seams? There's a lot of extra space here. He says, bulging biceps do not lie. You might want to cut down on your gym time. Just saying. Steady Eddie, here's what I do. I do go to the gym, but I end up kind of just like walking around. talking to people.
Or you just wear my t-shirt.
I wear Deandra's t-shirts, you know. Try to get her name out there. He says, P.S. Julie, do you love me? Bobby Sherman, 1970. He was an actor and a one-hit wonder. Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy.
Steady Eddie.
And John Murray, again from Madison, says, angelic voice and soulful, so beautiful about our guest, Deandra. Thank you, John. Do you have a nice message you want to say to John?
Thank you for your kind words. That's really thoughtful that you guys are watching.
He shared pictures of his old lady. He calls her his old lady, so I can say that. I'm not being disrespectful. And she seems to get a kick out of it, so it's fine. John says, Pete's best guest list just got a singer, special lady. Very nice. Thank you, John, on behalf of Deandra and myself. We have about a couple minutes left, so what's the next step for you? You said you're just starting out.
Yeah, I mean, next steps are just looking for more opportunities, and they come with exposure, right? And people often invite me to different events if it's like a wedding, or I just got invited to do a some music at a big event for like suicide awareness this fall, which will be really special. You know, that's a heavy topic, and I'm happy to get involved with something like that. So
I have been to some shows where the artist has made me want to commit suicide and kill myself. So I think if you could, I don't mean to make light. Is that
wow?
Looking for a button to push?
Wow.
No, that is how do you approach a gig like that? Because it's such a touchy topic. Yeah.
I mean, it is touchy, right? But like, for me, it's an honor because like those are things that are close and near and dear to my heart.
Yeah,
and
right.
Since I write about personal things, you know, I think they're looking for, I think they need a national anthem singer. They want a couple like church songs or hymns, so I can do that. And then I haven't got like the full menu yet or script or what they're looking for, but
I can be flexible. For the most part, right?
Keep it safe.
I mean, seriously, that is, I don't envy you. That sounds like it would be a tough gig. All right, Deandra.
Can't be any tougher than being on the show here, so.
Listen, you crushed it. What do you want? You want a studio audience next time?
Yeah,
Craig will bring his friends.
Come on, we'll do.
And bring your folks. I'm a little offended your folks didn't come this time. I don't know what I said last time that kept Julie and...
Well, ask her. She's on the...
Yeah, Julie, fess up. What's going on?
Fess up.
All right, it's time for that question that I ask most of my guests. What are you binge watching? You watching anything on TV you could share with us?
I am. I'm watching Castle.
Oh, God, that's supposed to be a great show.
I like it. I do.
Okay. A lot of people say that when I ask them that. That's Conrad, have you seen Castle?
I've seen, like, clips of it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a full episode, I don't think. I've seen clips on, like, TikTok and stuff.
Do you actually binge it? Like, do you watch 3-4 episodes in a row? Or is it something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
That's good. That's okay.
I'm trying to remember what I was watching before that.
You're officially a couch potato.
Yeah, I have my moments. I definitely have my moments. Oh, I did.
You're a Deandra potato.
A Deandra potato?
Sure, that's the thing.
I can roll with that.
John Murray says, Ave Maria. Do you sing Ave Maria?
That's like
one of the most beautiful songs ever.
Probably since my classical training days in school. So don't hold your breath.
But you're classically trained.
A little bit.
That's incredible. Okay.
A little bit, yes.
All right. John says, Pete, please sing Ave Maria. Yeah.
Do it, Pete.
Maybe I will at
Do
some point.
Do it.
Not tonight, though. Let's let things build a little bit.
Do it.
One of these nights, I just might spring it on people. You'll just have to listen, folks. You can't just tune in when Deandra Marie's here. Julie says, sorry, next time, do you serve wine?
I figured it was coming.
Conrad makes it in his basement. I'll bring some of that, and we'll have wine ready
Conrad,
for you next time, Julie.
Hook us up.
I would like to thank my guest, Deandra Marie. Great job. Craig Kinnett, thank you for all your texts and calls. Always so much fun here at Nightlight, folks. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.